In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Things happen fast in Mark's gospel. No grass grows under his feet. He doesn't give you much time to let your mind wander off to other thoughts. For example, in this very short passage we just heard, Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan by his cousin John the Baptist. The Spirit descends like a dove on him. A voice from heaven says, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And then in the blink of an eye, he's transported to the wilderness to duke it out with the devil and the devil's temptations for 40 days. For some reason, that's all Mark tells us. He doesn't tell us what those temptations were. Matthew and Luke tell us they ranged from the creaturely comforts of life to the alluring temptation of power over others if Jesus would simply switch his allegiance from God to the devil. But Mark does none of that. Mark simply tells us Jesus was tempted by the devil for 40 days, and the angels waited on him. Perhaps Mark doesn't give us concrete examples of Christ's temptations because he wants us to fill in the blanks of our own temptations from the devil. Mark wants us to think about the temptations that the devil dangles in front of us in an attempt to separate us from God. What is that little voice in our head saying to us that tempts us to be less than Christ wanted for us to be? We've all heard that voice in one form or another. Actually, we've heard that voice more than once. The voice that can lure us into apathy and denial on important matters and issues in life, like the continued shootings in our schools. The voice that says, "I'm just one person. I can't do anything, so I'm just going to do nothing." Well, it's not okay to do nothing. We should never, ever fall into the temptation of apathy. Or the voice that can rationalize bad behavior, poor choices, or questionable judgment. The voice that tells us our understanding of right and wrong doesn't matter. It's not going to hurt anything or anybody if we give in to a little temptation. We're only human. Yeah. You've done it, I can tell. You're laughing. Well, the voice is not just tempting us to do something we aren't supposed to be doing. It's even worse than that. That voice is tempting us to be someone other than the person God created us to be. And when we fall prey to that voice, the battle's on. The devil is on our doorstep, ready to try and isolate us from God. And sometimes the devil wins that battle. I'm sure at some point in your life you've known what it feels like to be isolated from God, to be vulnerable to temptation. It feels like God isn't listening. It feels like God's nowhere to be found. It's almost claustrophobic. Because it feels like everything's closing in on you and around you. You feel helpless, and life seems hopeless. Feels like God's just left you alone to figure it all out for yourself. And all you can think of at that moment is, where is God when I need God most? I've been there. I know that feeling. I've been to that desert, as I call it. I know what it feels like to be separated from God. But I also know this. You can't feel isolated from God unless you have first experienced the intimacy of God. So we don't enter the wilderness totally isolated. We enter it with our faith. And if we could just look at our wilderness experiences through the eyes of faith, then the wilderness can also become a place of divine testing, a place of self-examination, a place of divine revelation, a place of preparing you for God's purpose for your life. Now, we may not want to listen to what God has to say to us in our wilderness experiences, because we may learn more deeply who God is and what God is calling us to do. And truth be told, we just might not want to do it. But if you'll just take this 40-day walk with Jesus, I promise it will enrich you. This year, try thinking of Lent as a time to follow Jesus into the wilderness, a time to examine our lives, to wrestle with our demons, to find out what's working in our lives and what isn't. What are the temptations that are separating or isolating us from God? Hopefully, when we come out on the other end of Lent, having discovered our true selves and our intimate relationship with God, will be renewed. But let's be honest. Let's not make a mistake. In our humanity, we will sometimes fall short of that mark. We will sometimes succumb to the voice that draws us into temptation. And when that happens, that does not mean the devil wins. It means get up. Get up and turn around, which is what repent means anyway. Get up, turn around, and start anew. Remember to whom you belong by virtue of your baptism, and then worship the Lord your God and no one else. Remember that you indeed do live by the grace of God. So walk these 40 days knowing and believing that everything is possible through Christ, and expect absolutely nothing else from God or from yourself. Amen.